Leading the news this morning, a second patient at a Brisbane hospital has contracted Legionnaire's disease and is now in intensive care. A 60-year-old patient at Wesley Hospital has already died from the disease. All hospital admissions and surgery have now been cancelled. Hospital staff are trying to contact all patients discharged from the East Wing since the 25th of May. Telstra is considering a long-term plan to completely remove asbestos from all its pits. The telco has agreed to develop a plan to prioritise the removal of the deadly fibre from infrastructure that could pose a risk to public safety. Former New South Wales Government Ministers Eddie Obeid and Ian MacDonald are no longer members of the Labor Party. The state's opposition leader John Robertson has confirmed both men have been expelled for bringing the party into disrepute. The former ministers have been facing corruption allegations over the awarding of coal mining tenders. Former News International boss Rebecca Brooks has pleaded not guilty to charges relating to Britain's phone hacking scandal. She and several other former News of the World staff have appeared in court in London overnight. Ms. Brooks is due to stand trial in September. And a building collapse in the US city of Philadelphia has killed one person and injured at least 12 others. A building that was being demolished collapsed on a shop next door. 14 people have been pulled from the rubble. Some were trapped for hours before being rescued.